Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a special episode of FilmSack. Now, many of you are like, what? Already? Yes, we had to get to part two of this here Ninja Turtles thing. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Dunaway, Brian Ibbett, and, of course, Randy Jordan. Hello.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man.
Awesome.
Hey, get some pizza and just more radical or whatever. So, we're doing part two of that Ninja Turtles thing we did a few weeks ago because we have a traveling one of us this weekend, and this is how we handle those things. We do small things that we can squeeze in and not leave you guys hanging completely when we're out of town, at least as often as possible. So that's what we're doing, and we're going to see part two of Ninja Turtles, The Next Mutation, Season 1, Episode 2. It is the latter half of the two-part season opener of the one-season terrible show that was Ninja Turtles, The Next Mutation. It's available on Netflix. We will give you all a moment to go find it, to pause on the black screen at the beginning of that episode. All right, so that's where we want you to be.
So East Meets West Part 2. I just want to ask before we start, what was the East Meets West in the first episode? Was it just that there's a person in Japan?
Yes.
Right. Well, they met through the mirror. Like the guy from the East came through the mirror to talk to the little turtles in the West.
Yeah,
that's right. In the center.
Mm-hmm. It's a way cooler name than they portrayed, for sure. There's no question about that in my mind. It's a bad movie, or bad show. But we're going to watch part two because we need some closure. And but this will be quick. I think these are only like 20-minute episodes. Yeah, 20 minutes, 36 seconds, something like that. So sit back and enjoy. If you're paused at the black screen, then I will count this down. 3, 2, 1, go. And when I say go, everyone will hit go, including you at home. So here it goes. 3, 2, 1, go.
Turtle time.
Oh, it's loud. Holy. There we go.
Yeah. All right. So we got. All right. Adjust your gain.
Every episode starts with the sewer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot. That's right. Master, whatever his name is, Splinter, is hurt.
Yeah, he was sick or whatever. Or he's in it. Isn't he in a dream zone or something? He's in the.
Right.
There's a big penis rock or something in the place he's at.
He's in the Vanilla Sky.
Yeah. Nice. Throwback to last week, everybody. Nice work. The foot? Is that who's the foot?
Yeah, the foot. That's the bad guys. You don't remember that from the?
Not really.
Oh, it's like the Daredevil's foot. The hand, the equivalent. Yeah.
Oh, is that the joke?
Oh, now we get our good music.
We're fantastic. Never panic. Oh, this is great.
Wow.
Wait, they can throw like lightning?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Shuriken.
That's not a thing. I guess it's.
You know what, guys? I think this might make a really good movie sometime.
They should totally make a movie of this thing,
right? Yeah. I guess my like Michael Bay to do it.
Oh, they have emergency. Oh.
Sand people.
That's a big
Houdini!
We don't know how many sand people there are because they walk in single file.
There could be a bunch of them all lined up behind that one. That's
Okay, so I'm remembering now. She's the ninja girl, but they're acting like they have to hide it from us again, like it's a big reveal.
Right. What?
Shinobi. That's a game
Shinobi.
On my Sega Genesis.
That's crap.
Wow. And they didn't go with the obvious pink eyewear, eye covering.
Offensive.
What is she, blue, light blue, baby blue?
Yeah, light blue. Mm-hmm.
Great.
You know I'm messing with Lo Wang. No, that's not Shinobi, is it?
Nope. You know messing with Lo Wang. What's that from? What was the... Oh, that's that game, Brian.
Yeah.
We used to play it on Final Score all the time.
Shadow Warrior,
that's it.
She's bodacious? When's the last time you used that?
Holy
ever?
Shit.
Thank you.
God, their head coverings really bother me. I like the bandana with just the eye holes in it, but the one that comes all the way down around the base of the head, like they have on Purple Turtle.
Yeah, right. Purple
Turtle. Donatello. Is Purple Turtle Purple Donatello? Turtle.
I don't know.
Wait for it. She doesn't have a... You'll see the D or the R. M. Purple?
Yeah, Purple must be Donatello.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's really weird.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Him and Orangey have it.
It does make him look more ninja. Like, if that's what you're going for, is ninja, right?
Like Vanilla Ice, he looks much more ninja.
Does she have
ninja? I like how her thing turns into a ponytail. Her head wrap.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Also,
cool.
her
braided.
Her chest shield thing is also more booby-like. Check her out.
Yeah, shouldn't she be wearing a top? I mean, she's really...
See, they're more booby curves.
She's wearing a top. Her top shield.
Her shell. Well, they all have that same carapace.
Right. So you're saying you want to see a little Ninja Turtle nip, is what you're talking about.
Well, no. At least it would make it more believable.
Because that's what this needs.
What the hell was
right,
that?
Exactly.
Believability.
What was that potato thing that flew at us just now? What was that?
That was the moon.
It's a shell.
What in the frick am I
watching? I love how there's a gong hanging just right there.
Saban always has his goons come back beaten up.
Yeah.
In his stories.
Yeah. The henchmen. Bumbling henchmen.
Those are some bad costumes.
Can we call these the stenchmen?
Stenchmen.
The stenchmen.
I like it.
They look like those shields you wear whenever you get x-rays.
Oh, yeah. They're about to get an x-ray on both arms.
I had to wear one of those when I was frying shells at Taco Bell in high school.
It makes sense because they're mutated. They're radioactive.
$50 says both those guys have porn experience. I'm just throwing it out.
I'm not taking that money.
I'm telling you. Bet you money.
Why is Raphael's mask so ratty?
His mask or his ass? I didn't hear what you said.
Yes, both. Okay. Mask. But both.
Yeah. Because that was the day they didn't have any scissors, so he basically had to just chew his mask out of a piece of red cloth from Soho Fabrics.
Yeah. City Street. Let's see. City Scene. No, didn't see it.
What's going on here? Oh.
They're making out. They're both blue.
They have to immediately pair Venus with one of the four, so they're going with Leonardo.
She does have boobs.
Yeah. She does have boobs. Yeah. Well, in that case, turtles have abs. Look at that.
I know. So is that the real front of their bodies, or is it a shield that holds?
It's the undershell, right? Like the
right, exactly. So she's topless.
Yeah, kind of. Well, Brian's not wrong. Turtles have nipples.
I don't know. I've never seen a baby turtle at the teat, so I would say probably not.
It's like that.
Yeah, they're reptiles, Brian. It's okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They lay eggs.
They really shouldn't be out at night.
It's like that question Bo gave me on the core the other day. Listen.
Do snakes fart?
Yeah. I didn't know what to tell him either.
Why is he messing with his knee? All these turtles are horny, is all I can guess.
Oh, she braided her. Look at her eye holes.
Wrap.
I see her eye holes.
Yep, totally.
Her esophageal portal opened.
He's been standing there laughing for like... since the last episode.
Yeah, this is Realm of Dreams. Remember, it's a realm.
I like how he has to demonstrate he's laughing by moving his arms, too.
Yep. I'm emoting.
Ninja rat.
Where's she? Where is that down there? That's a weird place to have a perspective.
It's kind of like, you know, when you die in a video game and you just kind of can... watch
just kind
of
astral plane spectators.
I love this
out.
Guy. Who is this?
Salacious Crumb.
It is Salacious Crumb.
Oh Lord!
I gotta say, that's awesome.
Looks like some floaters behind him. He hasn't enjoyed solid meat in 15,000 years.
So wait, he's had liquid meat?
Plenty of liquid meat.
Right.
No
and
solid meat.
He hasn't had any solid bowel movements either.
No. But they will learn. So hold on, who is this guy? The bad guy, I mean. He's not Shredder. He's like
it's
a
Shredder,
whole...
isn't it? It's Shredder on the astral plane.
I think it's a nude dude.
No, it's Shredder. Oh. It's absolutely Shredder. Yeah. It has to be.
I don't know who the little Muppet is. Oh, she's got a cape, too.
Oh. What?
Why does she have a cape?
I don't know.
Because she's a turtle. Next mutation. They're all going to have capes by the end of this episode.
Next mutation.
Oh, no. Shit.
You know what they did? They're covering her butt.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
Seriously. Yeah. You can when they turn away from you, you can see all the turtles' butts. Yep. And now that there's a lady turtle, they've got to cover the butt.
Yeah, it's a 1990s kid show. Oh gosh, these guys, they look like trouble.
That statue.
Oh, that statue is made of nothing.
Exactly.
Shell. That's a shell.
Oh, it's a shell. Looks like a big old pine cone or something.
Yeah.
Oh, air guitar on your badminton racket. You're not quite making it in the mouth, buddy. It didn't quite work.
I'm trying, but I can't eat this piece of pizza.
Dude, you have to put dude at the end. Mega shellage? Oh my gosh, dude. This is shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that motorcycle, though.
Wouldn't you have that motorcycle?
Oh, yeah.
Brave time?
Brave time.
This is where I am brave.
Number one. Wow. Fun.
Happy. Oh.
No.
Whoa.
He was aiming high.
Some of those like four production guys holding onto that statue to keep it from falling over when the guy kicked its head off.
Also, why did he jump so high? There's nowhere. She's nowhere near that thing. Oh, this is why we have the cape.
Almost see the blood.
Oh, that's all right. That looked all
right. She is just brutalizing the stenchman.
Well, it's a slide. Don't have these in my world.
They don't have slides where I come from.
But we do have a ridiculously oversized rodeo barrel.
Did you see that there was a spotlight on the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Oh, there is, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta admit, though, it'd be
popping
hard
a sin.
Popping a sin?
What does popping a sin mean? Oh, they just made a fart noise.
Popping a sin. You heard him.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. These one-liners are really coming fast and furious.
Yeah.
What?
Do that?
Wow, the mismatch between voices and mouths was really bad.
Yeah. Also, Ninja Turtles. Mind.
How do you like it?
She has special powers he doesn't have. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's further along in her training, right? That's what we're.
Meanwhile, at the Waverly restaurant.
Yep. What do you guys think the chances are that there's actually a lady inside that suit, or if it's a dude?
Oh,
it's a dude for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a dude.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's a dude.
For sure.
They have no reason not to. Like,
yeah.
In fact, it may be even one of these same. Well, that mouth is not right. Hurry, 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 hurry. Oh, no, it's the guy that's sitting next to... Oh, I thought that was a different character. It looked like the guy that sits next to Lando in the final run on the second Death Star. That guy. Little slobbery guy. Della.
Yeah, the amount of movement and stuff they do have in the masks is pretty impressive. Like the
motors, for the budget. The
eyebrows and the...
Yeah, for the budget, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Pretty impressed they can move as much as they do and do as much as the martial arts are doing.
I can totally see her turtle butt.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Turtle butt. I think it's a dude in there, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a girl. I think
Splinter's a mouth breather, man. You can shut your puppet hole.
What's up with all the bird cages, by the way?
I saw that earlier, and there's like flowers in them. No birds. Just open cages. This represents freedom, possibly.
Strange set design.
Don't understand.
Tootful.
Yeah, why'd they have, who had a heads-up display? Oh, that's in their binoculars?
Yeah. Some of the text said, foot.
No, he's got them. There they are.
Oh, yeah.
He's got Splinter Cell binoculars.
Kick some hunter butt with one T. B-U-T.
Oh, really?
That's so weird.
Yeah, that was the actual crowd noise.
See, that's Shredder. Not the guy that was in the dream. That was in the dream was like big, turtley-looking guy. No.
That's him. You just saw him from the back. You saw his little three-pronged head deal.
Certified.
Turtified.
I don't think turtified means what he thinks it means.
I don't think it's
turtified. This whole show is turtified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's the we've been spelling turtle wrong all along.
Shelevator. Second floor shelevator. That's great. They're pretty good with these puns.
Yeah, I wonder how many folder for that.
Shouldn't all the guys be hurting?
Oh, we won't be able to use that gong in a future Saban entertainment piece.
No kidding.
Yeah, they will.
Do you think the two guys who wrote the original Ninja Turtles indie comic book are proud of this manifestation?
I think they
sleep at night on a bed of money.
Yeah.
I bet they got it from other places besides this. I'm guessing this one did not give them a lot of...
If they're objectively looking at this stuff, I'm sure most of it is annoying to them. Nothing's ever been true to those originals. Those original indie comics were really dark and cool.
Yeah, very Frank Miller.
They were nothing like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Super Friends version of Batman.
Mm.
Where Batman can get real dark and stuff. It's like... They can, or you can be super friends where it's like, okay, Robin.
Yeah, actually, probably not a bad parallel to compare this to the Adam West Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or even, yeah, that's you even know, better comparison, I think.
Over the top goofiness.
I don't know if you guys have watched Super Friends lately, but it's a treat. There's a bunch
I haven't seen it in a
bunch on YouTube. Eons. It's so great. Oh my gosh, it's so great. Meanwhile. At the Hall of Doom. Right. Oh, shit. These aren't Ninja Turtles.
Ooh,
these are Ninja.
Don't land on Shredder's helmet.
These are Ninja Ninja Klutzes, man.
They really are. I'm surprised they're all standing.
No, I didn't even see that.
Oh, hello.
That was too much. Turtle butt.
That was too much.
Turtle crotch.
Turtle thong.
So my my theory on the purpose of the cape is blown completely.
Yeah,
right. Right. It's a good theory, though.
We've gone up inside that damn armor.
Yep. So I turned to visit you. Dialogue is shit.
Don't mess up my shell.
I'm just a henchman who stenchman who just sits in the background and waves my arms furiously.
That's what the doors do.
Empty boxes kill everybody.
Yep. I love empty boxes.
Piles and piles of empty boxes.
And here they're called suboxes. Oh. We need more suboxes. My move. Yeah, all right. This is the worst fight scene I've ever seen.
I've seen worse.
Suboxes.
No, not those empty boxes.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to restack those.
Look how empty they are. They're not even like faking it.
Finally,
it's
got to
be the cheapest thing you can put in a set.
Yep. Because you can get them anywhere. U-Haul
and get some old boxes.
Yeah, you get them anywhere.
Just casing it.
Oh my lord. I feel like that should have been easier to counter. But
okay,
whatever.
Shredder's sword changed dramatically from one shot to the next.
Yeah, his sword does keep changing.
He was holding a heavily serrated sword, and now it's a straight sword.
Mm. Oh, yeah, right.
Okay,
oh,
it's
serrated again. It keeps changing. Veruca
that's
salt.
So you can, that's so you can cut the bread without smashing it and then butter it.
Is this a different sword again?
No, that's the one that's got
the one that has
the
bottom. Okay. All right.
Near at the bottom, yeah. She hasn't brushed her teeth in a really long time.
No.
If ever.
What does her breath smell like, Scott?
Turtle shit.
That's because that's what she eats, right?
That's all turtles do is they eat shit and go.
they win by giving their opponent salmonella.
You've been turtified.
You've been turtified.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a convenient power that we didn't.
Yeah, she's kind of like Eleven in Stranger Things. Yeah, she has all the powers.
Her nose is going to start bleeding. Go get some Eggos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now we know who he is.
Oh, we're going to see.
Oh.
Can actually see Shredder?
He's just a guy with a bad mustache.
He's badly scarred.
Is it William Hung?
No.
It looks like William Hung. Doesn't it?
Oh, she bangs.
She bangs. She bangs. She bangs. Oh, no. I'm getting a William Hung vibe off of him. I'm just saying.
What? She just killed the Shredder?
No.
No. No. No,
he's going to get out of this somehow.
Right. All he has to do is just touch something grounded, doesn't he?
That's true. He just needs to touch one of the stenchmen and they'll die, but he'll live.
Say there's, right, exactly. There's nothing grounded in this series.
Wait, Shinobi, is she Venus or Shinobi?
Well, Shinobi's the guy who created her or made her exist, and she doesn't know her name yet.
Oh.
Oh.
That's why she doesn't have a V on her chest yet.
I want a microphone that just dangles from the ceiling.
Me too, yeah, dude.
We can arrange that.
They can grab it and go.
Just pull it down like it's on an elastic or something, a bungee cord, so it just comes down and goes back up when you're not using it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready to rumble?
I tried to actually work that out in my office with a hanging mic, and it didn't work.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Just kept hitting myself in the head.
Yeah, it didn't work. It made weird sounds. And don't brush her boob. He brushed her boob.
Wow.
He just slapped her boob. Not cool. That's turtle. That's
turtle
cool.
Harassment.
Yeah.
That's
not
why
cool.
The series really
gonna need to, Splinter's going to put him through some HR training.
Right.
Their teeth are bad.
That's it. 45 seconds.
Wow.
That's it?
Apparently, feels like it just started.
I feel like we just got going.
Three, four.
Oh, my Lord. That's it.
See, now she's got a V on her.
Yeah, there's a part 3, 4, and 5 as well.
Oh, of this same storyline?
Yeah.
Well, I know what we're doing next time then.
Yeah. We're gonna see this thing through all the way to its bitter end.
Yeah, we're not. This is our new series of when someone has to travel.
Is everybody else getting a portrait-shaped video?
Yes, yes. With yes. The credits to the right. But it's funny. Ridiculous. It's like, all right, scenes from the show intermixed with a bunch of, like, the Wiggles dancing around.
Yeah, it is like the Wiggles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why is it shaped like that? That was horrible.
The Wiggles look like Star Trek extras to me.
They do.
They always bug me.
After the first 5 episodes of this first season, then we watch part 6, The Staff of Bukkake.
The Staff of Bukkake. Great. Great, great, great.
Can we just jump right to that?
Yeah, can we jump right to The Staff of Bukkake? That sounds awful. Hey, there's your show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week with The Wraith. It's just, it's The Wraith, not Wraith, right? It's The Wraith?
Right.
Okay.
The Wraith.
The Wraith. So that's coming up.
With you can't kill him, man. He keeps coming back.
Yep. I'm excited. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what to expect, so I'm stoked about seeing it.
For a treat.
Yeah, sounds like it. Everything you guys have said has got me all excited about it. Randy Quaid alone is enough to get me in. So we're going to do that next week. Thanks for joining us for this special little one-off, and look forward to more of these in the future as they come up. For me, for Brian, and for Randy. We'll see you next time.
Cowabunga.
Dude.